Practice Tests for the Russian State Exam by Elena Klekovkina, Malcolm Mann and Steve Taylor Knowles. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2006. Test 1.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями, данными в списке AF. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we are ready to start.
We spoke to some girls to find out their opinions about sport.
Speaker 1.
I play tennis quite often, and it's a great form of exercise. It keeps me healthy. It's important to stay in shape, and a good game of tennis really makes your body work. Everyone needs to find a way to get some exercise, and for me, it's tennis.
Speaker 2.
I'm not really very interested in most sport, but there is one I like. Motor racing. Some people think it's boring to just watch cars going round and round, but I love it. It's really exciting and it takes a lot of skill. I'd like to try it, but I think I'd be a bit frightened because they go very fast.
Speaker 3.
We've tried a few different sports at school and I really like playing volleyball. It's a great feeling when you know you've played better than the other team. You have to be quite fit to do it well. I'd like to play again, but none of my friends are interested. I think I need to find a team in my local area.
Speaker 4.
I love going to football and basketball matches. I try to go every weekend with my friends. What I like about those sports is that the players have to work together to be successful. You can be a fantastic player, but without the others, you're nothing.
Speaker 5.
I like sport, but I don't really take it seriously. Winning and losing aren't very important to me, but spending time with my friends is. We get together every Saturday and play a different sport. Football or baseball, usually. It's a lot of fun.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
We spoke to some girls to find out their opinions about sport.
Speaker 1.
I play tennis quite often, and it's a great form of exercise. It keeps me healthy. It's important to stay in shape, and a good game of tennis really makes your body work. Everyone needs to find a way to get some exercise, and for me, it's tennis.
Speaker 2.
I'm not really very interested in most sport, but there is one I like, motor racing. Some people think it's boring to just watch cars going round and round, but I love it. It's really exciting and it takes a lot of skill. I'd like to try it, but I think I'd be a bit frightened because they go very fast.
Speaker 3.
We've tried a few different sports at school, and I really like playing volleyball. It's a great feeling when you know you've played better than the other team. You have to be quite fit to do it well. I'd like to play again, but none of my friends are interested. I think I need to find a team in my local area.
Speaker 4.
I love going to football and basketball matches. I try to go every weekend with my friends. What I like about those sports is that the players have to work together to be successful. You can be a fantastic player, but without the others, you're nothing.
Speaker 5.
I like sport, but I don't really take it seriously. Winning and losing aren't very important to me, but spending time with my friends is. We get together every Saturday and play a different sport. Football or baseball, usually. It's a lot of fun.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите разговор туриста и гида. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1-А6 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. Какие не соответствуют? 2. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Excuse me, I wonder if you could help me.
Of course. What would you like to know?
Well, it's my first visit to the area, and I was wondering what the main attractions are. I'm leaving for the airport at lunchtime tomorrow, so what would you recommend I see in the time I've got?
Well, one of the most popular attractions is Monford Hall, a large old house about 10 miles outside town. It's a kind of museum, and they've tried to show what life was really like 300 years ago.
Well, that sounds interesting. How long would it take?
It would probably take you about half an hour to get there by bus, maybe 20 minutes by taxi, and then a tour of the house would take about 2 or 3 hours.
I'm meeting a friend for dinner at a restaurant round the corner, so I was hoping to do something closer to here. Is there anything to do within walking distance?
Why not try the art gallery? They have a very good collection of modern art.
It's such a beautiful day. I think I prefer to do something in the open air. Do you have any other suggestions?
Let me see. You might like the rose gardens.
Ah, yes. I like gardening, so I'm sure I'd enjoy that. Where are the rose gardens?
There's a large park about 3 minutes' walk away called King's Park. The rose gardens are in the park. Here's a map.
Thank you. Yes. It's quite near, isn't it? How much does it cost to get into the gardens?
Oh, it's free to get in, but a guided tour costs £3. They also have a shop where you can buy flowers, just like the ones you see in the gardens.
Great. I'm sure the flowers are wonderful, but I don't think I'll want to buy anything. It'll be a problem on the plane tomorrow. A visit to the Rose Garden sounds like the perfect way to spend a couple of hours, though. Thanks a lot for your help.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoy it.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Excuse me, I wonder if you could help me.
Of course. What would you like to know?
Well, it's my first visit to the area, and I was wondering what the main attractions are. I'm leaving for the airport at lunchtime tomorrow, so what would you recommend I see in the time I've got?
Well, one of the most popular attractions is Monford Hall, a large old house about 10 miles outside town. It's a kind of museum, and they've tried to show what life was really like 300 years ago.
Well, that sounds interesting. How long would it take?
It would probably take you about half an hour to get there by bus, maybe 20 minutes by taxi, and then a tour of the house would take about 2 or 3 hours.
I'm meeting a friend for dinner at a restaurant round the corner, so I was hoping to do something closer to here. Is there anything to do within walking distance?
Why not try the art gallery? They have a very good collection of modern art.
It's such a beautiful day. I think I prefer to do something in the open air. Do you have any other suggestions?
Let me see. You might like the rose gardens.
Ah, yes. I like gardening, so I'm sure I'd enjoy that. Where are the rose gardens?
There's a large park about 3 minutes walk away called King's Park. The rose gardens are in the park. Here's a map.
Thank you. Yes. It's quite near, isn't it? How much does it cost to get into the gardens?
Oh, it's free to get in, but a guided tour costs £3. They also have a shop where you can buy flowers, just like the ones you see in the gardens.
Great. I'm sure the flowers are wonderful, but I don't think I'll want to buy anything. It'll be a problem on the plane tomorrow. A visit to the rose garden sounds like the perfect way to spend a couple of hours, though. Thanks a lot for your help.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoy it.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите беседу руководителя курсов с будущими студентами. В заданиях А7-А13 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, my name's Carol Dickinson and I'm the director here at the Liscard Adult Education Centre. It's lovely to see so many of you here this evening and I'm hoping to give you as much information as I can about what we do here. Now I hope you've all had a chance to look at the list of courses we're offering over the winter and the timetable for them. So let's start with some questions and see how we go. Yes?
Yes, I'm interested in doing the pottery course, and I see here it costs £15 an hour. I was wondering, I'm retired, you see, whether there's a reduction for pensioners.
Yes, all our courses are half price for people aged 65 or over, for the unemployed and for the disabled.
Oh, good. And do you have to sign up for a complete course? Or can you choose to come to individual classes?
No, I'm afraid you have to do a course from start to finish. You can't say, for example, that you want to do just the first 3 classes of the pottery course and then stop. What we do say, however, is that you can go along to the first class of the course, see if you like it, and then decide whether you want to continue with the rest of the course.
I see. Now, as I said, I've been interested in doing a pottery class for ages, but I've never actually done anything like that before. I'm a bit worried that everyone else is going to be much better than me.
Well, you'll see in the programme we've got pottery for beginners and advanced pottery. As long as you do pottery for beginners, then I don't think that's going to be a problem.
The thing is, pottery for beginners is on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Mondays and Wednesdays are much better for me, so I was thinking...
Well, the advanced course really isn't suitable for beginners. I think you'll find the people doing that have got rather a lot of experience. Are you sure you can't make Tuesdays and Thursdays?
I'm not sure. I'll have to see. Just in case I can, let me just ask something else, though. I presume all things like clay and tools are provided, are they? We don't have to bring our own.
No, no, absolutely not. All you have to bring is your own creativity. And although we do provide aprons, it's probably a good idea not to wear your best clothes. You do tend to get a bit dirty doing pottery.
Oh, do you? I didn't realise that. I think it's probably not for me then. I'll find something else on Mondays and Wednesdays instead.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hello, my name's Carol Dickinson and I'm the director here at the Liscard Adult Education Centre. It's lovely to see so many of you here this evening and I'm hoping to give you as much information as I can about what we do here. Now I hope you've all had a chance to look at the list of courses we're offering over the winter and the timetable for them. So let's start with some questions and see how we go. Yes?
Yes, I'm interested in doing the pottery course, and I see here it costs £15 an hour. I was wondering, I'm retired, you see, whether there's a reduction for pensioners.
Yes, all our courses are half price for people aged 65 or over, for the unemployed and for the disabled.
Oh, good. And do you have to sign up for a complete course? Or can you choose to come to individual classes?
No, I'm afraid you have to do a course from start to finish. You can't say, for example, that you want to do just the first three classes of the pottery course and then stop. What we do say, however, is that you can go along to the first class of the course, see if you like it, and then decide whether you want to continue with the rest of the course.
I see. Now, as I said, I've been interested in doing a pottery class for ages, but I've never actually done anything like that before. I'm a bit worried that everyone else is going to be much better than me.
Well, you'll see in the programme we've got pottery for beginners and advanced pottery. As long as you do pottery for beginners, then I don't think that's going to be a problem.
The thing is, pottery for beginners is on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Mondays and Wednesdays are much better for me, so I was thinking...
Well, the advanced course really isn't suitable for beginners. I think you'll find the people doing that have got rather a lot of experience. Are you sure you can't make Tuesdays and Thursdays?
I'm not sure. I'll have to see. Just in case I can, let me just ask something else, though. I presume all things like clay and tools are provided, are they? We don't have to bring our own.
No, no, absolutely not. All you have to bring is your own creativity. And although we do provide aprons, it's probably a good idea not to wear your best clothes. You do tend to get a bit dirty doing pottery.
Oh, do you? I didn't realise that. I think it's probably not for me then. I'll find something else on Mondays and Wednesdays instead.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.